the world of no control. In step three, we make a decision to turn our will and our life over to the care of a God as we understood him. Notice the wording and notice the concepts of this step. In the third step, we have to learn to make decisions. One of the hardest things for us to do in life is to begin to make decisions, to open ourselves up and to learn how to make healthy decisions in our life. The one thing I would ask all of you to do right now is just try something with me. I'd like you to take two words that we have learned in the English language, and I would like to eliminate them from the English language. The two words are right and wrong. You know what's so special about these two words? These two words are words that we learn from our childhood. These are words basically that teach us judgment. They teach us guilt. And for the first time in our life, we have to learn how not to look at life through the eyes of guilt, through the eyes of judgment. So therefore, I would like you to take two words and substitute them. See, take those two words, right and wrong, and place them in a trash can. And in substituting for them, what you do is you use the words healthy and unhealthy. You see, for the first time in our life, we have to learn how to make healthy decisions for us. In doing this, what I do is I learn the difference between healthy and unhealthy. What's healthy for me may not be healthy for you, and that's okay. That means that on an individual level, as a person, I must now learn to develop those things that help me to grow, those things that develop a good, healthy concept of me, those things that are healthy for my growth process in life. As I begin to experience this, what I am doing is I am learning to make decisions. In the program, they tell us that there is one key decision that we must make, the healthiest decision of life. And that is to learn to let go of our sick will. See, one of the things that we do and we constantly do in our life is we play this game called expectations. In this expectation game, we want people to be what we want them to be. We want situations to be what we want them to be. We play this gigantic game of control. What we do with control is we constantly try to make things become the way we want them. And in reality, it doesn't work. And what happens is we end up getting frustrated. We end up getting angry. We end up driving ourselves crazy. And as a result, we are constantly trying to control our environment and control everything around us. And yet we have to learn in the program to let go of control, to let go of our will, and to realize that we have to turn it over to the power of a God as we understand the God and listen to someone else's will and be open to growth inside of ourselves. One of the hardest things to do in the third step is to learn that process of letting go, that process of experiencing inside of yourself the simplicity and the beauty of your personhood, that beautiful process of beginning to realize that you really can't control what happens in life. That you have to look at life as a journey. You have to give yourself permission to go on the journey. Let me use an analogy to bring this out to you. It's an old-fashioned analogy. It's been around for a long time. It is what I call the jailhouse analogy. So many of us as human beings play a game. And the game we play is jailhouse building. We are probably the greatest jailhouse builders in the whole world. What we do as codependents and as addicts, one of the things that we do primarily is we love to build our own personal jail. Now, it's amazing. It really is. So many of us have spent so many parts of our life developing these little jails, these little spots in which we trap ourselves. What's a jail? A jail is a piece of territory. So many of us have always tried to map out our territory, map out our area. Then what we do is we put big cinder blocks around it. They're the walls. They're the masks, the things we keep around us because we don't want anybody to get too close to us. So as a result of our major issues of intimacy, what happens is we're always putting walls around ourselves. We're always avoiding. And inside these walls, we're in control. We're lonely.